This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Just 4 days until Super Bowl Sunday, and the question tormenting New England, can Rob Gronkowski give the boot to the boot?
So the big Patriots tight end sprained his left ankle 2 weeks ago, and yesterday was his first day without a walking boot. But the Patriots are saying little about his progress. Here's what Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had to say about him yesterday.
He's tough, man. If there's one thing you say about him, even coming back into the game, you know, last weekend, you know, you went out and after that injury, you didn't think he'd be able to come back, but he came back, he was ready to go. You know, he wants to be in there, and he's going to work his butt to be there.
Joining us now from Super Bowl XLVI. That's 46. I have no idea why they always do it in Roman numerals.
Because it's bigger!
In Indianapolis is WBR's Kurt Nickit. Hi there, Kurt.
Hey there.
Also, I guess he already joined us, as he does most Wednesdays, Bill Littlefield from NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
You chimed in. You didn't wait for your cue,
well,
man.
Well, I just had to do my John Facenda, you know.
So, Kurt, let's start with you. What's the latest on Rob Gronkowski?
Well, this morning he said that he had no clue, quote, that he, you know, whether he was going to be able to practice today. He did hint that the trainers were thinking about giving him some sort of specialized cleat that he might be able to wear and do some training or rehab. He did say it's getting better every day, but that's about all he'll say, and he'll even admit that he was told not to divulge too much about what he can and can't do. Yesterday, though, as you mentioned, it was his first day without a boot, and I watched him walk across the field in no limp. But that's very different than a game day scenario.
I thought it was important that Tom Brady gave us the anatomy lesson when he said Gronkowski had worked his butt to be there. I mean, who knew the butt bone was connected to the ankle bone?
They're all connected.
Football. Yeah, I guess so.
But, Bill, with this media circus, I mean, is Gronkowski's boot kind of the 2012 version of Curt Schilling's sock?
Yeah, it's very silly. But, you know, you have to have something to talk about with these 2 weeks between the
not like there's football to talk about.
Playoff games. And, no, there isn't. I mean, my goodness, the guy who walks the dog for the tight end who's so far down the list that he has never played has been interviewed 3 times.
All right, well, I'm going to take that as a challenge and try to talk about some football, okay? So the two quarterbacks, Eli Manning versus Tom Brady. What about their differing style, or who has the edge?
Well,
take on that question anyway.
If you're a numbers person, Anthony, you look at the postseason since 2007, and you see that Brady is 4-3, and Manning is 7-1. And if you believe that means anything, boy, do the guys in Las Vegas like to see you coming. Because it doesn't mean anything. Anything can happen once the game gets underway. And it's crazy to, I think, count too much on the sort of numbers that people put out for the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. One thing is these teams are not the same. There's a handful of guys on each team who played the last time the Giants faced
you mean they're
the
not the
Patriots.
Same from the last
no,
time they faced
exactly.
each other right
there's,
yeah.
there's a handful of guys 6 or 7 guys on each team, otherwise they've been completely remade, and so there's really no point in sort of year to year, let alone with a gap of several years, trying to draw conclusions from previous numbers.
Well, in that case, Bill, why do you think it is that so many people love to hate the Patriots?
Well, it's partly because of Bill Belichick, and it's partly because he has a reputation not only for being somewhat dour, but also for cheating, quite frankly, taking film of
laugh,
people
actually.
When they weren't supposed to be filmed. He said he didn't understand the rules, and that was his explanation for the filming, which, again, if you believe that, there's a bridge over there in Brooklyn I'd very much like to see you invest in. He's got that personality that people don't warm up to. And the other thing, of course, is the Patriots win. And people they don't like the Patriots.
That
people don't like the Patriots, same reason they didn't like the New York Yankees
that
for
means
many years.
Their team loses. Kurt, we only have a few seconds left, but I'd love you to give us some sense of the atmosphere out there. You've been out there for a few days now. What's it like?
Well, I have to say that Patriots fans are really being welcomed here. This city, like Boston, really thinks of itself as a sports city. They even have that speedway out there. And I think they're really having a good time putting on this show for the first time. They've done a lot of work downtown, and so there's, you know, there are concerts, there's just great energy. There's a zip line that runs down one of the streets for a couple of blocks that people ride down all the time.
Kurt Nikisch, it sounds fantastic, and enjoy yourself out there, and we look forward to hearing you in the days ahead. That's WBUR reporter Kurt Nikisch joining us from Indianapolis and Only a Game's Bill Littlefield. You can catch Bill each Saturday at 7 a.m. and then again on 7 p.m. right here on WBUR and hear him most Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.